Thank you for tuning in to IGH 260, a one chapter per week, 260 week, 5-year long study of the New Testament. Today's program, lesson number 2 of week number 42, studying Mark chapter 14. As we get started, these reminders: for all of our free materials, click the word free at internationalgospelhour.com. For text updates, text IGHFREE, all one word, to this number, 55222. To study the Bible online, go to igh.worldbibleschool.org or click the online courses link at internationalgospelhour.com. To study the Bible by mail, call us toll-free at this number, 1-855-IGH-6988, to receive a free 30-lesson Bible study series. Or use the contact form at internationalgospelhour.com to request that series. To stay current with our IGH 260 programs, you can access them at internationalgospelhour.com/IGH260. Before we return to our study of the 14th chapter of Mark, remember this: the "you need to move from here to there" divine directive can be summed up in 3 words: faith, repentance, baptism. Each word enjoins a starting place that never ends. Faith, biblical saving faith, in order to be what God wants it to be, will always continue in the direction that God wants it to go. That kind of saving faith, it never stops. Repentance, the fruit of godly sorrow that leads to salvation, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, repentance, it never stops. And baptism, our death to self and sin, and then alive to and for Christ, initial obedience, baptism has never been a one-off, one-time act of faithful obedience. No, it always inherently calls for our complete and our ongoing, our daily surrender to Jesus from that point forward. We cannot love, respect, serve, and honor Father, Son, and Spirit apart from these modeling Jesus elements. As we study the New Testament, we are never far from any text that encourages and that directs us to be Jesus' kingdom disciples through these key principles and the kind of God-like, Christ-like, Spirit-like life that they anticipate. They are always there. We see them introduced in the opening verses of Mark 1, and we see them finalized in the closing verses of Mark 16. At the end of our last program, we had just started our expanded outline of Mark 14. We will review the first few verses again and then move forward throughout the rest of the outline. Mark 14, verses 1 and 2. 2 days before the Passover, the chief priest and scribes plot Jesus' death. Verse 1, 2 days after the close of the previous setting, including the events and the conversations at the close of Mark 13, it was the time of the Passover and the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. The priest and the scribes were still plotting how they might take Jesus, even if by trickery, in order to put him, that is Jesus, to death. Verse 2, these religious leaders, however, were determined not to do so during the feast. The reason why? They were concerned that there would be an uproar among the people. Mark 14, verses 3 through 9. The anointing of Jesus at Simon's house in Bethany. Verse 3, Jesus was in Bethany, at the house of Simon. Simon was a leper. As Jesus sat at the table, a woman came to Jesus. She had a flask made out of alabaster. That flask contained very costly oil. The woman broke that flask, and she poured that costly oil on Jesus' head. Some who witnessed this event were indignant. They wondered why this fragrant oil was wasted. Verse 5, their reasoning: this oil could have been sold. The money that it netted might be worth as much as 300 denarii. That money could have been given to the poor. Because of this, the woman was criticized sharply. Verse 6, Jesus spoke to her critics, "Leave her alone. Why are you bothering her? She has done a good work for me." Verse 7, "You will always have the poor in your midst, and you will always have the opportunity to do good to and for them. But I will not always be here." Verse 8, "This woman did what she could. She has, in effect, given me a pre-burial anointing." Verse 9, Jesus said to the woman's critics, "Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her." Mark 14, verses 10 and 11. Judas and the chief priests, the betrayal deal set. Verse 10, Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 apostles, went to the chief priest. He did so in order to betray Jesus to them. Verse 11, when the chief priest heard what Judas offered, they were glad. They promised to give Judas money. Judas then looked for an opportunity to betray Jesus and to do so conveniently. Mark 14, verses 12 through 16, the last Passover, the preparation. Verse 12, on the first day of unleavened bread, the day that they killed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples asked him where he, Jesus, wanted them to go in order to prepare for the Passover. Verse 13, Jesus sent two disciples. Jesus told them that they were to go into the city. They would meet a man carrying water. Follow that man, Jesus told them. Verse 14, when that man goes into a house, speak to the master of that house. Tell him that the teacher wants to know where, that is, in what guest room he, the teacher, and the disciples should eat the Passover. Verse 15, Jesus told the two disciples that the master of the house would show them a large upper room. It would be furnished, and it would be prepared. Make preparations for the Passover meal in that room. Verse 16, the two disciples left. They entered the city. They found everything just as Jesus had told them. Mark 14, verses 17 through 26, the last Passover, observance, betrayal, a new covenant memorial, a closing hymn. Verse 17, that evening, Jesus came with the 12. Verse 18, as they sat and ate, Jesus said, "One of you who eats with me will betray me." Verse 19, the apostles became sorrowful, and each one asked the question, "Is it I?" Verse 20, Jesus replied that it would be one of the apostles. It would be one eating with Jesus and the others on that very night. Verse 21, Jesus noted that what was written of him, that is, what was prophesied of him, would certainly take place. But Jesus also stated that it would be a matter of woe to that man by whom the Son of Man was betrayed. It would be better if that man never lived. Verse 22, as Jesus and the disciples were eating, Jesus took bread. Jesus blessed the bread. Jesus broke the bread. And Jesus gave the bread to the disciples. Jesus told them to take, eat, this is my body. Verse 23, afterward, Jesus took the cup. Jesus gave thanks for the cup. Jesus gave that cup to his disciples, and all of them drank. Verse 24, Jesus told them that this, referring to what they just drank, this is my blood. It is the blood of the new covenant. That blood will be shed for many. Verse 25, Jesus spoke to the disciples, and he said, "I will not drink this again until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Verse 26, at the end of their time together, Jesus and the 12 apostles sang a hymn. They left that place, and they went to the Mount of Olives. Mark 14, verses 27 through 31, post-Passover. Jesus to the apostles, "You will stumble because of me tonight." Peter's denial, the Lord's rebuttal. Verse 27, Jesus told the apostles, "Tonight, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night." That was a matter of prophecy. The First Testament scripture said that when the shepherd was struck, that the sheep would be scattered. Verse 28, Jesus continued to address the apostles. "After my resurrection," Jesus said, I will go before you to Galilee. Verse 29, Peter spoke to Jesus. Peter said, in effect, everyone else might stumble and they might fall, but that's not going to happen to me. Verse 30, Jesus responded to Peter's bold claim. This fact is certain. Today, even tonight, you will deny me three times. Verse 31, Peter forcefully said, I will die with you, but I will not deny you. All of the apostles made similar statements. Mark 14, 32 through 42, Gethsemane. Jesus prayed, the disciples slept. Verse 32, Jesus and the disciples traveled to a place called Gethsemane. Jesus told his disciples to sit here while I pray. Verse 33, Jesus took Peter, James, and John further into the garden with him, and Jesus began to be troubled and distressed. Verse 34, Jesus spoke to the disciples, and he said, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch. Verse 35, Jesus went further into the garden. Jesus fell to the ground, and Jesus prayed, that if it were possible, this moment might pass. Verse 36, Jesus spoke to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Jesus said that all things are possible for his Father, and Jesus prayed, take this cup away. But Jesus also prayed that he wanted God the Father's will to be done, and not just his own will to be done. Verse 37, Jesus came back to the disciples. Jesus found them sleeping. He spoke to Peter, and he said, Are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Verse 38, as Jesus continued to speak, Jesus told the disciples that they needed to watch and pray, to be on guard against temptation. Jesus knew that they wanted to do his will, but Jesus also knew that their flesh was weak. Verse 39, Jesus left the disciples again. Jesus did so to pray once again. In his prayer, Jesus spoke the same words. Verse 40, later, when Jesus returned to the disciples, he found them asleep once more. Their eyes were heavy, and they did not know how to respond to Jesus. In our next broadcast, we will take up at this point and continue our study of Mark 14. This reminder as we close, to start our online Bible study, go to igh.worldbibleschool.org. We hope that you can join us as we study God's Word together in our next broadcast.